here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Welcome, it is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. We'll be back with you on Monday. Children are their target. That is what you need to understand about Target stores. And Target is now trying to figure out what they're going to do after they have lost $9 billion in 1 week following the boycotts by many brave mothers out there. I'm going to put mothers first, women first, over their LGBTQ plus friendly kids clothing. Now, if you don't understand this controversy, I'm going to explain it to you very quickly so you understand this. Target has lost about $9 billion in market value, and I'm going to look at their stock right now just to see where it ended up the day. Today, it was down earlier when I looked. Today, it was down another $1.82 a share, 1.29%, down to $138.93. Why is this happening? Because there are many angry mothers who are waking up and realizing that you can't just give your money to these evil corporations that are trying to destroy your children and turn them against your traditional family values. Now, this has a lot to do with Bud Light, and let me explain to you what I mean by that. What happened with Bud Light after they decided it was a good idea to make a custom can and partner with a dude with a penis acting like a chick and having a dude with a penis on a beer can? There were men who said, no, I'm not going to drink that beer anymore. I'm not going to drink beer that has a dude with a penis on the side of the can. I don't want to be associated with that. Then it became a social thing. In fact, there was a hilarious tweet that was put out. And it said, and I copy this because it was just too good not to copy. And the way that it was described was just spot on. It said that, in essence, the new insult of the year, like if there is an insult specifically of this year, it is that you are probably, and obviously it's a joke, but it's hysterical, and I love it. It's that if you shop at Target, you're probably you're buying Bud Light. You're probably a Target shopping Bud Light drinking dude. That is the ultimate insult of 2023. If you see somebody that is a hardcore woke lefty, yeah, you probably buy Bud Light at Target. That is the official put down of 2023. And by the way, that's why the Bud Light controversy is not going to go away, and there's no way that Bud Light's going to be able to fix it, because men don't want to be seen with this beer in their hands that associates them with a transgender ideology. I was at a baseball game, minor league baseball game the other night, and a guy swung the bat twice on the other team and someone yelled out, it was hysterical, he probably drinks Bud Light. And everyone laughed because everybody knew that what it meant. The guys on the other team, right, it was hysterical, right? This is a great way to trash talk someone playing baseball. Now, it's bigger than that, though, because the amount of money that Bud Light has lost is now getting close to what Target is about to get to the Bud Light level. But I didn't think this was going to happen because I did not think that mothers would be willing to give up Target. And the reason why I said that is there are a lot of conservative, evangelical, Christian mothers out there, a lot of religious mothers out there that refused to really jump on board the Disney boycotts after Disney was coming after your kids with the LGBTQIA propaganda. If you remember, the internal videos and audio came out from their meetings of called Reimagining Tomorrow at Disney. They stopped saying, welcome, boys and girls, when you got to the park over the loudspeakers, because they said that would be gender, that's not gender fluid. So they started saying, welcome dreamers of all ages. They even told their employees to stop telling little princesses who are dressed like little princesses that you're a beautiful little princess. Why? Because they believe that maybe moms and dads had forced that gender on the child. So they said, let's not enforce and or reinforce that. But ultimately, what it came down to is there were a lot of people that were wusses. There were a lot of people with the Disney boycotts that said, it's just too easy for my life to not boycott Disney. It's an easy place to go visit. It checks a box of this kumbaya moment in my mind that I deserve a right to have as a mother, which is that I get to ride the teacups with my child just like I did with my parents. I get to ride Space Mountain, which, by the way, is no longer there, apparently, because somehow that was evil, and they got rid of it for some woke reason. But it was I was shocked how quickly mothers cave to the boycott of Disney, and Disney, I think, knew it. That's why I was worried that Target wasn't going to happen. I was worried that mothers were going to say, it's Target. It's better than Walmart. It's a better shopping experience. They've got me a Starbucks inside. Thank goodness mothers in this country have decided to stand up. Now, what was it that finally made women say enough at Target? Well, it wasn't just the fact that they have a rollout of their Pride collection featuring LGBTQ-friendly clothing for children. It was the fact that they had binding clothing. Now, if you don't know what binding clothing is for children, I'll be very clear. It's where you can literally bind your breasts if you're a woman so that you can look like a man. You can play dress up like a man. They also had larger crotch one-piece swimsuits for young children. Why would you need a larger, wider crotch? So that you could cover up your manhood. And then they had a tucking mechanism in this bathing suit for children where you could tuck your manhood to make you look like you are more like a girl. That's not all. They also decided to hire a declared Satanist who they knew was a declared Satanist to actually create different designs for Pride Month of Target merchandise. This individual put up that he was proud to be a Satanist, right? And that Satan loves transgendered, so join him. I think those two things combined finally made mothers wake up and realize, wow, if we're giving our money to Target, we are giving our money to a corporation that is hiring Satanists to design things for gay pride. They're wanting our kids to be so sexualized that you have binding and tucking swimsuits for young children. And if you want to see what Target is actually doing, if you say, well, Ben, maybe you're overreacting, right? Maybe you're selling this too much. Okay, do yourself a favor. I've done this about a dozen times this week when I've been talking about this issue to make my point clear. Go to Target.com/pride. Go there right now and go look at what they have on Target.com/pride for their Gay Pride Month. If you look at it and you go to the main page, there's somebody on the left that you're not sure if it's a dude or a chick, but it does have a shirt on that says busy thinking about girls, dreaming about girls, right? Because that's what girls are supposed to do, and they're going to reinforce this. In the middle of the page, it says take pride. Being true to yourself and your community is something to celebrate not just for a month, but all year long. And then they have two dudes on the right. I think it's dudes. One dude has got a gay pride shirt on that is rainbow-esque, and the other dude is literally on his back. You can decide what you think about that because that's the most G-rated way I can put it. You can also go to their outfits. They have kids in baby clothing. Their baby clothing is pretty clear. They have baby rompers with gay pride. Be kind, one of them says. It takes all kinds of bodysuits for newborns, a throw-up bid that says, I am proud of you always, always proud, meaning gay pride proud. They have a kid's sleeveless A-line dress that has the gay pride on it. They have a non-binary transgender jumpsuit, sleeveless romper for kids that also has the rainbow with Be Kind. That's just the beginning. Then there's It Takes All Kinds with all different types of transgendered stuff on there. They have swimsuits, you know, the crotch one that you can tuck your stuff. There's another kid's shirt. You can't tell if it's on a dude or a chick. They designed it that way. Kids, just be you. Yes, just be you. Now, where is this stuff in Target stores? Well, at the beginning, it was at the front of every store in the country. At the front, we're talking about significant square footage. The same type of square footage that you would have dedicated to Oh, for example, a Christmas display or a Thanksgiving display or a 4th of July or things like that. And what Target decided to do was go all in like never before. What Target decided to do was to then bring, and many mothers, by the way, bring their kids to Target. They knew what they were doing. They're targeting your kids. And if you don't think they're targeting your kids, I want to be clear about this. You're a terrible mother or father, or you're just an idiot, you pick. Now, if you want your kids to grow up confused, if you want your kids to grow up confused about their sexuality, that they're gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender or pansexual and all these other things they've created out of thin air, take them to Target and give them your money. But the conversation that we had in my house was very clear. I'm not giving them another damn dime. I'm not going to have a store where my family walks into that store and this is what they have for my children. I'm not going to go into a store where they're trying to sell tucking swimwear for young children. I'm not going to walk into a store. Go click on the target.com/pride on the book section and look at some of the books that they're selling for young children. They have a book. They call these board books. If you don't know what a board book is, it's for literally like newborn and infant children. They're the hard, thick board books, like big pieces of cardboard for children. The first one, binary. Yeah, binary. You don't have to be a boy or a girl. No, nobody puts baby in a pink or blue corner is what it says at the top. It's written by Eric Geren, illustrated by somebody else, and it's a baby who's pushing with both arms, pink away on the right and blue away on the left. Bye-bye binary. Nobody puts baby in pink or blue corner. This is a story they say that you need to buy for your children. Fans of Feminism Baby by Lauren Brantz will love this board book about gender expression and being true to oneself. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? What is it? To ya? All caps, question mark, exclamation point. Our little bundle of joy has arrived to dismantle, the book says, gender norms. A joyful baby, this is their definition of a joyful baby, refuses to conform to the gender binary and instead chooses toys, colors, and clothes that make them happy. Let me read that for you again. The Bye-Bye Binary book that they have right now for you to give to your newborn kids, a board book, is A Joyful Baby Refuses to Conform to the Gender Binary, Instead Chooses Toys, Colors, and Clothes That Make Them Happy. So in other words, hey kids, if your mom or dad put you in pink or put you in blue in your life, maybe you're older reading this book, they're terrible parents. You should think that they are horrible parents. They are evil parents. They are out to destroy what you could have been. Because they forced you to be a girl or they forced you to be a boy. Now, this is only one example, and I have a lot more, and I'm going to give them to you. But this is just one example of what Target is doing. And this is exactly why Target has lost $9 billion in a week following the boycott calls over their kid-friendly clothing, this gay pride clothing. We also know this. Target has held an emergency meeting over their merchandise because so many people are saying no. They're saying no. And you want to know why? One reason is they had a trans designer whose Satanist brand was all of a sudden now, because I and many others have helped expose what they were selling, have now, quote, pulled their stuff from Target. Yes. Transgender designer Eric Carnell says, don't worry, I've seen a huge surge in demand for his pens, prints, stickers, and t-shirts after the retailer Target was forced to pull his products aimed at backlash by some customers to its Pride collection. Why are people not buying his stuff? Because he's a declared Satanist who says that, come join me in Satanism. And if you're transgender, he says there's a cure transphobia, not trans people, is one of his kids' t-shirts. Another one says, too queer for here. Yeah, that's a Target bag with rainbows coming out of a spaceship that says too queer for here. Yeah, give your money to Target because this is what they want. The first shirt you'll see, by the way, when you walk into Target with their Target symbol with a gay flag is trans people will always exist! Exclamation point. Yeah, don't screw with Target. They'll come after you. Well, actually, they're not. Target is targeting your kids. 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. I want to get your phone calls. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. By the way, if you want to yell at me, if you're mad at me, you want to share your thoughts, you can do it. Follow me on Facebook, Ben Ferguson, on Twitter, Ben Ferguson there, Ben Ferguson Show, Getter, Ben Ferguson Podcast, Instagram as well. A lot of people on there that are younger. Love to talk to you, Ben Ferguson Podcast. Quick break. Ben Ferguson for the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold, and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you, and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company.
All right, welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. It's so nice to have you with us. And if you just joined us, we are talking right now about Target stores. Target had an emergency meeting. Why? They had an emergency meeting because they had posted a $9 billion loss in market cap in just a week after they faced backlash for their pride gear, which included tuck-friendly swimsuits and a bunch of other indoctrinating gender-related products. They had this meeting because, just like Budweiser, they were learning quickly that there's a certain line that you can't cross. And if you do, parents and normal adults will not sit back and allow their children to be manipulated or turned against their values. Conservatives, I will also say, and I say this, are finally starting to wake up and realize, and part of this, I think, is because of the lockdowns, that they're starting to realize, wow, like, we've totally given our kids over to these people. But I also say this in a very cautionary way. Be careful. Don't celebrate too soon, because we screwed it up with Disney and they still won. Disney has a spreadsheet of gay, lesbian, transsexual, and or transgender, and bisexual, pansexual. They have a spreadsheet and quotas for the year to indoctrinate your kids. And guess what? Disney Plus is still killing it. And Disney stock is still killing it. And the parks are still full right now. I'll have more on this woke meeting. And was it really an emergency meeting? Ben Ferguson filling in for Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold, and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you, and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company.
He's driving the media mad. Mark Levin, call in with your outrage. 877-381-3811.
So let's talk about Target's emergency meeting. And welcome. It's the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. And I want you to understand why Target decided to have an emergency meeting. It wasn't because they thought they got it wrong. It wasn't because they're going to stop doing not just a month of Gay Pride, but basically 2 months, right? Because it's not even Gay Pride Month yet, and they've already got their massive square footage of Gay Pride propaganda for your family to indoctrinate your kids with out there. We're talking probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of square feet is what they have dedicated to Gay Pride Month at Target stores. It's not about selling products. It's about indoctrinating your children. It's about turning your children against your beliefs. I posted this up on Instagram. If you want to see it, by the way, I put a ton of what Target was selling on Instagram. You can follow me, Ben Ferguson Podcast there. But I said, men did our part with Bud Light. We made it socially unacceptable for in man culture to drink woke beer. The Target battle will only be won with strong moms standing up for their kids. And that's the truth, because the majority of people that go to Target are not men. It's women. Women. And did you know this? And we had this debate the other day, and there's a million statistics to back it up. But did you know that women are actually the number one spenders in families? Makes sense. They're buying. They have more buying power than the men do. Yes, men will buy big things. Sure. We'll buy a car. Right? We'll do things like that. But women are the predominant spenders of the dollars that come into a family household. I'm not criticizing women for that either. I want to make that clear. But women traditionally, especially when they have kids, the ones are spending the predominant amount of the money that comes in the house, meaning women have far more buying power, or that also translates into boycotting power, than any man does. We got lucky with Bud Light. The Bud Light, predominantly the people that are buying Bud Light are men. The people that are drinking it were predominantly men. And men did our part with Bud Light. We saw it and we said, no, we're not gonna buy a woke beer and be associated with a dude with a penis drinking Bud Light. We're not gonna do it. But this Target battle is gonna be won or lost with if mothers decide to be strong and stand up for their kids or not, and for their families. Because I will go back to this. I've never been more disappointed in the modern conservative woman than I was with the failure to stop Disney from what they're trying to do to your children. It was all there. The videos were there. The audio was there. You know what they were trying to do with Disney. And mother said, I'll take the memories. I'll give them my $5,000, my $3,000, my $10,000 going to Disney World. I want the memory. I'm willing to sell my family out for a teacup memory. I'm willing to sell my family's values out for the convenience of throwing my toddlers in front of Disney Plus or my kids in front of Disney Plus. Like, you know what they're doing. And you have to understand, it's not just to indoctrinate kids. It's to turn your children against you and your values. Target hired a Satanist to groom your kids into a sexual cult. If you really want to call it like it is, that's what they did. Mom should be ashamed to hold a Target bag and to have a Target receipt in their purse the same way that men were ashamed to hold a Bud Light. Target clearly knew what they were doing. They weren't partnering with a closet Satanist designer for this Gay Pride collection. It's all on his social media. It's not hard. Target wants you, your kids, to ask questions. Target wants your kids to walk up to the binding clothing and the crotch, extended crotch, one-piece swimsuit with the tucking feature, and they want your kids to know it because they put it right next to shirts that read things like, busy thinking about girls with a girl laying on a pillow. See, that's a sexual shirt. We all know it because your mind instantly goes there. Right? When you have an attractive female, looks like lipstick on, nails on, laying on a pillow, and it says busy thinking about girls, that's sexual. And they want to sexualize your children. This is why they have the big display that says take pride with all different letters, with hashtag take pride, with the Target symbol in the gay transgender flag colors. Now you may say, well, hold on a second, Ben. They're moving some of these displays, so you're not telling the whole story that we're winning. You're right. In the South, you want to talk about bigotry from Target, here's what they think of you if you're listening to us in the South tonight. They've decided to move these displays from the front of the store into other areas of the store, into the departments where these products would, quote, normally live. In other words, Target said, all right, we'll move it from the front of the store so there's less backlash, but we're going to keep selling this. And what are they selling? Here's a good book for your kids. The hips. This is a board book. The hips on the drag queen. Okay, the hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. That is a drag queen friendly book for your kids. They also have a Pride Baby AOP bodysuit that has every gay pride, transgender symbol sign, bunny rabbit, sun, star, whatever bumblebee you can put on it. So when you get your kid, you can immediately start indoctrinating them into this culture. That's what this is. And that's what they're all about. Their emergency meeting wasn't about saying, okay, we screwed up. Let's pull this stuff. Our people don't want it, right? No, they're saying, okay, how do we repackage bye-bye binary? How do we repackage the drag queen storybook that your hips go swish, 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 right? How do we do that? How do we get Trixie and Kata's Guide to Modern Womanhood, which is two drag queen dudes with penises telling you about womanhood to sell? These are the books they're selling at Target during Gay Pride Month. They've also got the I Have Something to Tell You. That's Mayor Pete's boyfriend, or now husband. Apparently, he's telling you how to tell you something about being gay. Read this to get smarter. It's another Gay Pride book they've got for your kids. A Quick and Easy Guide to Consent is another book they've got for your kids. A Quick Easy Guide to Sex and Disability. Yes. These are some of the... Oh, this is a great one. I love this one. I forgot. They've got a book called Hola, Poppy, How to Come Out in a Walmart Parking Lot and Other Life Lessons. Hola, Poppy. That's one of the books that they want you to give to your children. The Queen's English, referring to drag queens, is the LGBTQIA plus dictionary, so you can learn all things about being gay. There's also the Alphabet Soup book, The Essential Guide to LGBTQ plus Inclusion at Work. How We Fight for Our Lives is another one of their books. Sorted. Here's a book to indoctrinate your kids. Male. There's a check the box there. Female. It looks like someone took an eraser to try to get rid of it. Growing Up, Coming Out, and Finding My Place, a transgender memoir. Someone sent this to me online. I don't know who said it, and I would give you credit if I saw it, if I knew who it was. And I don't know, but I'm going to read it because I think it's a great point. If you're 18 and you think you're the opposite sex, you have a mental illness. If you're 8 and think you're the opposite sex, your mother has a mental illness. It's hard to disagree with that if you look at the facts here. You look at the cold, hard facts. Another one said, today I went to the bank and told them I identify as a millionaire and that I'd like to withdraw my money. They laughed and asked me to leave. Turns out just because you believe something in your brain doesn't make it true. And you can't force others to pretend it is. Yet that's exactly what Target and exactly what Bud Light tried to do. Another one said, if I have a dollar for every gender there is, I'd have $2 and a bunch of counterfeits. But you have to understand what this is all about. This is all about a war on traditional family values, a war on your kid. They want your child's mind, and they want them to hate you and your family. That's what they want. There's also a money side to this that no one wants to talk about, and that's the fact that the gender-affirming care was turning into a multi-billion dollar industry. When you give a child these sex change procedures that prematurely alter and mutilate a child's body, where they are sterilized and prevent that child from ever being able to have a family of their own, that is child abuse. And the best part for the doctors that are doing this, the sick, evil people that are doing this, they're making millions and then billions in the process. When you try to tell DNA And this is just a fact. And if you don't believe me, go look at the videos put up by Vanderbilt University where they were doing the transitioning surgeries. They said the body never changes, so we have to constantly fight with that body after we do this care, right? And guess what? It's a hell of a lot of money, folks, and it's lifetime care because for the rest of your life, your body will never accept the transition. That's why you've got to pump people full of an incredible amount of drugs forever. You can cut things off and you can add things. You can do all of these things, okay? You can do all of these things. It doesn't mean that your body says we agree with you, that you're a man or a woman because you think you're a man or a woman. But the people that are getting rich are the doctors because they know that every kid that walks through the door that they can mutilate, they make millions. That human being is worth millions in profit. And when you look at Target and what's happened there, and I'll say it again to mothers out there, you better get your act together and you better realize that the convenience of Target and the convenience of Disney Plus what you're saying is that convenience is worth taking your children away from you, in essence, and destroying their lives forever. 877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now, I know you guys are worried. Federal Reserve staff said banking crises fallout could push the economy into recession this year. But you can do something about that. Learn how to protect the retirement you worked really hard for. I think a great way is to diversify with gold and specifically a gold IRA. That's right, physical gold in your IRA. My favorite gold IRA company is Augusta Precious Metals. You got to call these guys and learn how a gold IRA can help you. So if you've saved $100,000 or more in a 401k or an IRA, call Augusta Precious Metals and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. Tell them Mark sent you and they'll give you a free gold coin when you open a gold IRA. Call Augusta Precious Metals today, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions. Get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. What a great company.
Welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. I got to just say that there may be one other thing you need to be prepared for if you decide not to buy Bud Light or you decide not to go shop at Target. You are now officially, NBC News has declared it, an economic terrorist. We're just making this crap up as we go, right? If you're conservative and you're running for office, you're automatically a racist, right? You, DeSantis, right? I'm running for president. Oh, don't go. If you're black, don't go to Florida down there. Yeah, they're terrorists down there. You can't. They got a travel advisory. Don't go down there. There's a bunch of the conservative white people down there. You're not safe. Don't see Tiger Woods putting his house up for sale. In fact, there's leadership in the NAACP put out that warning that actually live purposely in Florida. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Yes, by the way, and it's such a bad place. Mr. Producer, what was the crackhead's name that ran against DeSantis for governor and then he got busted afterwards? Andrew Gillum. Is he leaving Florida now? Like, he almost became the governor, the crack and stuff that kind of got in the way. It's such a travel advisory down there that you can't go. But now they've come up with this. An economics professor went on MSNBC and said that what's happening here is that you're either a coward or a victim of economic terrorism, literally. Yes, if you are one of those, it's stopping the purchasing of Bud Light and Target.
That's also the humor of the Bud Light thing.
Yeah.
Budweiser has been an ally of LGBTQ for years and years, but they just chose this one individual thing to target and blow it up. Justin, to that point, though, if you're Target and you cave here, this is a slippery slope because this anti-LGBTQ movement They're not going to stop here. They want to sue every company out there that has any sort of diversity.
Hold on here. Has anybody tried to sue anybody through this? Like, I'm not suing Target. Are you? Have you called a lawyer this week? Like, damn it, I'm suing Target. This is where they make you-know-what up. This is the you-know-what that they make up on the left. They're like, yeah, they want to sue these corporations. I don't want to sue them. I just don't want to give them my money. I'm not suing Bud Light because they're not. What would my damages be? Right. I can't drink crappy beer with the name Bud Light on it. That would be my damages because I'd get thrown out of court. What is my damages with Target? If I'm trying to sue them, I'd have to have a damage. Right. What would that be? That I can't go to my favorite store anymore because you guys are wanting my kids to start tucking their stuff. No one's suing Target. Now, I play that for you to MSNBC, then read you another headline. The far left, Associated Press. Remember, you're a terrorist. You're an economic terrorist now if you do this. Remember? The far left, Associated Press, spread conspiracy theories, that means lies, about Target customers behaving violently after it was called out for spreading this misinformation. Right? Fact check. The disgraced outlet, the AP, then secretly deleted its lies without noting an update and or a correction to their story. The Associated Press has removed uncredited claims without telling readers that Target yanked or relocated LGBTQ plus merchandise featured predominantly in Pride Month displays in response to the threats to workers and, quote, violent confrontations between customers and employees. This is the problem. That didn't happen. And then what do? They pulled it. Did they issue a correction? No, they just deleted it in the middle of the night so that part disappeared after they were called out for lying. So my question is, who's the real terrorist here? Is it the news media that's lying, right, to drum up a war here, claiming conservatives are trying to sue Target, and the Associated Press is claiming that we're violent extremists in their stores, which didn't happen. They had to delete it. And they're not done there. Listen to this from MSNBC.
Inclusion initiative.
Yeah, I think there's something really quite scary here. And it comes from the Target CEO saying the reason they were backing off is they were worried about the safety of their employees. So, look, one of two things are true. It could be they're cowards and they use that as protection and a smokescreen so that they could make a cowardly decision. Or it could be that they're actually genuinely concerned about the well-being of their employees and have had credible threats. And if that's the case, when Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want, not sell the things you don't. So
by the way, I just got to ask how this I'm going to take the bait here. If I'm now an economic terrorist, literally terrorism, those are his words on NBC, economic terrorism, literally terrorism, how am I terrorizing people if I'm refusing to go into the store that is selling the goods that are trying to turn my three sons into chicks and telling me that I need to buy them one-piece swimsuits to tuck their manhood? It's hard to terrorize and be a literal terrorist if you're not acting out as a terrorist. All right, I want to get all your phone calls in here. 877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson, follow me during the break. Ben Ferguson Podcast, Ben Ferguson Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, much more coming up.
This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Welcome. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. He'll be back with you on Monday. I want to be very clear about something, and that is this. Tonight, corporate America wants to break you. They want to break your family. They want to break this country. Then they want to destroy what used to be a traditional family. Now, you may say, all right, Ben, well, that's a pretty generic statement there. Back it up with facts. All right, let's back it up. Anheuser-Busch, their market value has plunged a staggering $15-plus billion since they hired a dude with a penis dressed up like a chick to partner with them for transgendered pride. Put this dude with a penis on their Bud Light cans for a special promotion. And then use that dude with a penis to then talk about womanhood, even though it's a dude. Now, after you saw what happened to Anheuser-Busch, you would then, if you were a business person, a businessman or woman, and you were the leadership of a large company, you would say, you'd go internally and say, hey, if we got anything planned like that could get anywhere close to what I just have in Anheuser-Busch, let's just shelve that for a while. That's what a smart businessman would do, or woman, or board. Unless you're trying to break the American family. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Proof of that is Target. Not only did Target say, no, we're not going to learn from Anheuser-Busch because we want to break the American family. And in essence, we're going to do it too, is what they're saying. They're saying, we're so big, we're too big to fail, we're Target, that we're going to dedicate maximum square footage to the front of the store to indoctrinate every child that walks through a store with a massive billboard that maybe you're not a boy, or maybe you're not a boy, girl. You don't need to be you're non-binary. You don't have to choose. We're going to give them books to say this. We're going to give them board books to say this. We're going to then get Satanists to design clothing and design bags that say things like queer, 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 or a beautiful woman laying on a pillow saying, I'm dreaming about women, not men, women. We're going to sexualize these kids, and we're going to indoctrinate these kids to hate their parents and their parents' values. And then you say, well, hold on, Ben, that's just two examples. Okay, that's fine. Right? So then after that one, you'd think, all right, well, if two get screwed up and then you have Target losing billions of dollars in market cap, you would assume then, all right, well, maybe then you could say others would learn. No, because they're trying to destroy the traditional family. How do I know this? There's a drag queen whose name is apparently Patagonia, who's now promoted North Face. North Face is a brand, many of you know, it's hiking, camping, outdoor, granola-y brand. I have a North Face fleece. In fact, I think everyone I knew in high school or college had North Face fleeces. They're an outdoor outfitter. They watch these controversies, and they came out with their one-minute advertisement. The one-minute advertisement is a drag queen telling you to come out for summer. Now, understand, everything you're about to hear is coming from a drag queen in the gay pride colors, and this is what it sounds like.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual, and today I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This tour has everything: hiking, community, art, lesbians making art. Last year, we gay sashayed across the nation and celebrated pride across the nation with hundreds of you across the nation.
This year, we're back again with two new stops:
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. And Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Patty, can we go?
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community.
A real life gay. Yes. Patagonia promoting North Face Summer of Pride, encouraging your kids, you, to come out and enjoy being gay, because that's a real live gay person. These companies are not backing down. Anheuser-Busch is $15.7 billion has evaporated since they came out with Mulvaney, and they're not backing down. They haven't fired. They put them on leave, but we've not heard about anybody getting fired because they believe in this. Target, They had their emergency meeting, as they described it. Emergency. Emergency meeting. Not to get rid of their gay pride merchandise, but to move it around in some bigoted stores in the South, right? We're still sticking with this. We're not backing down.
Target holding an emergency meeting over its controversial pride merchandise, the damage control mode coming as it desperately tries to avoid a so-called Bud Light situation. A Target insider telling Fox News Digital, quote, "We were given 36 hours, told to take all of our pride stuff and move it into a section that's a third of the size from the front of the store to the back. I think given the current situation with Bud Light, the company is terrified." Fox News contributor Douglas Murray joins us now. Douglas, your reaction.
Well, several things. First of all, of course, trying to avoid a Bud Light moment. I mean, the Bud's share prices fell 25% in 1 week. You know, so of course Target want to avoid anything like that. Second thing is, first of all, we've got to be, you know, clear about this. They call it pride merchandise. Nobody has a problem with you know, the LGB bit of this equation. The problem that it has erupted in America is the T bit. And it's quite wrong for a company like Target, first of all, to say pride when what we're talking about is clothes that are for people who believe that they are trans, specifically for men who believe they're women. To wrap all of this up in pride, I think, is a great insult to many people in this country.
They were selling a bathing suit that had instructions on how to tuck. Right?
So without getting too anatomical, right. Of course, this is about women's bathing costumes adapted for a man. Now, this also goes to one of the other things I've said for a long time on this. It is worth noting in the whole trans issue, the extent to which it is women who are repeatedly inconvenienced, not.
I just got to stop there. And I want you to think about their emergency meeting. It wasn't an emergency meeting to avoid Anheuser-Busch. It was an emergency meeting to avoid it in the South. Right. Okay. Let's not put it at the door. Right. Let's hold an emergency meeting. Yes. And we lost $9 billion in a week following this boycott. Yes. But let's not get rid of the merchandise. We'll just disguise the merchandise in some Southern Target stores where the corporation said, okay, let's in these locations, maybe move your massive June Pride Month displays that you do, by the way, on an annual basis that get bigger every year. And this year, as we went all in with tuck-friendly bathing suits and all these other stuff that says gender fluid and these books for kids, let's move them into the store and kind of hide them a little bit, right? Put them in where they would, it's amazing that they would actually put these in areas where they would belong, right? Because that would be unfair to the products, right? They're supposed to be non-binary, right? Gender fluid, right? This is merchandise fluid. How can they do that at Target? They're doing it because they're still going to start. They're never going to stop. I went into Target and looked at the women's one-piece swimsuit with a gay pride flag. It literally says on it in large letters, tuck-friendly construction, extra crotch coverage. Target has labeled some of their tags tuck-friendly on bathing suits for dudes so they can be chicks. And they're all betting that the mothers that are listening to me right now are going to give in because you love Target stores enough that you'll say fine. Who cares if your kid are asking questions about shirts that say live, laugh, lesbian? Who cares? Just go for it. Let's get your phone calls in here. 1-877-381-3811. Now, they do believe that you women listening are going to wuss out because you did with Disney. You knew what Disney was doing, and you still gave them your money, and you're still taking your kids to their parks, and you're still buying Disney Plus, you're still buying Disney clothes, you're still buying Disney, you know, merchandise. They're still making a killing because the women were the ones that gave in. By the way, men don't, just so you know, statistically, men are not the ones. They're the predominant spenders in family. Women are the ones that are the predominant spenders. Women are the ones that decide where you go on spring break and on and summer vacations. It's not the men that are usually traditionally doing that. Women are the ones that decided we're going to keep Disney alive. Men, by the way, are the ones that said, screw you to Bud Light. I'm not going to associate myself with a transgender beer. Because that's who bought it. All right, let's get to your phone calls. Mr. Producer, where do you want me to go first? Let me go to Matt in Chicago. Welcome. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. Hi.
Ben, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, and you know what? This is the first time I've ever wanted to call into the show, thanks to you. And
thank
it's
you,
like
sir.
My head's going to explode. I've got so many thoughts, so I'll just try to be concise and clear. You know, and you hear these professors calling us terrorists. Well, it's like Marx says, they're all Marxists. We know what they're all about. But the main point for the call was I read something today that really made me think about the whole trans thing and the whole subject you're talking about today. I read somewhere where it's like they're trying, the media and the left wing part of the country, they're trying to soften the target and kind of make this, you just kind of, try to normalize, quote unquote, this whole trans abomination. That's what I think it is. Because there's some stuff that still hasn't materialized, and there's thoughts that it might. Some of the Epstein information that's got really graphic material on a lot of very important folks out there.
Look, I still think it's interesting that the media has not broken the Epstein story. We don't know who any of the clients are. We know that some members of the media have that data. They've refused to report on it because there's too many people in there that's too damning to. But I got to go back to this and the target issue here for me. Big corporations know what they're doing. They know it after Anheuser-Busch, and they got a warning after Disney Plus. And I think the boardroom conversations, or Disney, I should say, were, hey, look, if Disney got away with it, so can we. They went bigger this year than ever before at Target. Patagonia going bigger, North Face, bigger this year than ever before at North Face. They're going bigger than ever before at Anheuser-Busch with what they did. And they're not apologizing when it happens. They're saying, no. We'll double down. I would not be surprised if these other woke companies and CEOs continue to do this because they're hoping that you'll finally just say, screw it. I'm just going to go buy whatever makes my life the most convenient. And there's no way we can win this battle because it's just too hard. And these companies are going to do it. And I won't be able to shop anywhere if I keep boycotting. So I'll just get my money because it's just too easy for me to sit my kid in front of Disney Plus and say, all right, now be quiet so I can get some peace and quiet. It's too easy for me to just go into Target. It's right there by my neighborhood. It's too easy for me to just easily plan a trip that'll make everybody happy to Disney World. So I'm not going to try to think outside the box and go somewhere else. That's what they're betting on, is laziness of the American family. These corporations are willing to lose billions to control your children. The question is, what are you willing to lose when it comes to convenience to save your children? Because they're telling you what they're willing to lose. Target's willing to lose billions. Anheuser-Busch is willing to lose billions. Disney is willing to lose billions. We're not millions, billions, folks, of dollars to control your child's future, their life, their mind, and sexualize your kids. So the question I have to ask, what are you willing to lose? Are you willing to lose the convenience of going to Target? Are you willing to stand up for your family and say, I'm going to make my life a little more difficult for a moment? Or are you just going to hand your family over to these corporations that are hiring Satanists to design your kids' clothes at Target? That is a fact. They hired a well-known Satanist who said, Satan loves transgender, join me. 877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. If you like what I'm doing, please follow and like my podcast. I do a podcast every day. I'd love for you to join me there, the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Download it. More coming up.
Mark Levin.
Hey,
Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and of course, the binding contract. Don't fall for it again, folks. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free. That's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? I'm a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind, because they're proud to stand behind me and you. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, go to puretalk.com, use promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, to start saving today.
Welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. Target has fallen off the cliff. Yes, the stock has dropped over 12% in the last week. It is now the lowest it's been in a year. And what this means is, at least in the short term, there are Americans who have spoken saying, hey, we draw the line when you come after our kids. But don't worry, the other side's fighting back. MSNBC says you're a terrorist. You're an economic terrorist if you don't buy clothes and shop at Target, and if you don't buy Bud Light or North Face, right, with their gay Patagonia out month of hanging out outside. NBC now also bemoaning that Target had to remove their transgender pro-Satan clothing, saying it's your fault, you bigots in the South.
A controversy over Pride Month products is causing headaches for retail giant Target. It says safety is behind its decision to halt some sales. Miguel Almaguer explains.
Tonight, Target, one of the nation's largest retailers, is pulling some products that celebrate Pride Month off store shelves. Citing threats to employees, the company says, given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior.
Okay, these are, like, naked people in shirts.
The retailer removing LGBTQ brand at Prowlin from their stores and website, whose products featured satanic themes. Target also reportedly reviewing its adult collection of tuck-friendly swimsuits that allows trans people who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. Those items have been at the center of misinformation.
Misinformation? How is it misinformation? It exists. It's there. It's clear it's there. It's in their damn stores. It's on their website. How is that misinformation? By the way, one of the shirts, Satan affirms pronouns.
Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and of course, the binding contract. Don't fall for it again, folks. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free. That's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? I'm a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind, because they're proud to stand behind me and you. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, go to puretalk.com, use promo code Levin Podcast, L-E-V-I-N Podcast, to start saving today.
If Mark has banned you from the show, we have a special number you can call to reach him, 877-381-3811.
Welcome, it is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson in for the great one, Mark Levin, who will be back with you on Monday. If you just joined us, we're talking about corporate America coming after you, your family, your values, trying to destroy your family and turn your children against you. It's clear what they're doing. They're not backing down. The question is, are you going to man up or woman up? Or are you going to wuss out and just say, screw it, I love the convenience of a place like Target. I'm just going to keep giving them my money while they indoctrinate my kids. Screw it. I'm just going to give Disney my money, even though they're clearly trying to destroy my family, my traditional values. Bud Light's cheap. It's gotten even cheaper. Fine. I'll buy some Bud Light. They're hoping you're going to wuss out. Now, at Target, one of the people that was designing their clothes had one of their shirts, and this is what it said, with a satanic horns coming out with the transgender fluid sign on the horns on the temple of the head. It says, Satan respects pronouns. Now, NBC News has done a story. They're angry. They're bemoaning the fact that some of you aren't happy about what's happening at NBC, at Target. I'm going to play for you from the beginning this piece because I want you to hear this is what NBC News thinks of you if you don't shop at Target. Now, this was later in the day, and earlier in the day, MSNBC actually declared if you're not shopping at Target, you are a economic terrorist. You are a literal terrorist if you're not shopping at Target. Listen.
A controversy over Pride Month products is causing headaches for retail giant Target. It says safety is behind its decision to halt some sales. Miguel Almaguer explains.
Tonight, Target, one of the nation's largest retailers, is pulling some products that celebrate Pride Month off store shelves. Citing threats to employees, the company says, given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior.
Okay, these are like naked people in shirts.
The retailer removing LGBTQ brand Apralin from their stores and website, whose products featured satanic themes. Target also reportedly reviewing its adult collection of tuck-friendly swimsuits that allows trans people who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. Those items have been at the center of misinformation.
The misinformation here was that kids were being targeted with this stuff. They realized if they can threaten enough people, if they can scare enough people in real-life locations, that maybe support for the LGBTQ community will diminish among corporations.
Hi. Impressive carrying skills, right?
Target is hardly the only corporation under attack. Last month, after a transgender influencer promoted Bud Light, conservative commentators and some celebrities called for a boycott. Sales slumped nearly 30%.
I think there's this really small group who has an outsized voice at this moment in time, and it's of hate, and it's of hate discrimination, and it's violent.
Yes, you're violent. You're an outsized voice. You're really little peons here. You're a peon. You're a little person. This expert says, and I'm going to read it for you, the exact transcript. I think there's this really small group. I dare you to, you know what? Make me mad and watch how much of my money you get. I think there's this really small group who has an outsized voice at this moment in time, and it's of hate, and it's of discrimination, and it's violent, I tell you. It's violent. Let's back her up a little bit. Listen to this.
And it's of hate, and it's of hate discrimination, and it's violent.
Tonight, corporations and controversy with Pride Month days away.
Pride Month days away. You notice, by the way, that we have a Veterans Day for veterans. We don't have a Veterans Month. But we got a whole damn month of propaganda in the Pride Collection area, right? In fact, it's outside of the month because all this controversy we're talking about is actually in the month before Gay Pride Month. So we're extending Gay Pride Month to what? 6 weeks now? 7 weeks? How about our veterans? Should we have a Pride Month for them? No, hell no. That's pro-America. Let's give them a day, and most of the people go get drunk, eat chicken wings, hang out in a boat, and forget what the holiday's about. But damn it, we need a whole month for them Pride things. No, not a month. Let's give it 6 weeks, 7 weeks in our stores. Let's put the displays up before the month even begins, weeks in advance. I'll say what I said earlier. I'm going to say it again because it's a point that needs to be said. You're not homophobic if you want to protect your kids from people who are indoctrinating your kids in kindergarten and before. And you're not homophobic if you don't want people forcing your kids into sexualized sexual orientation and gender identity obsession like Target's doing. You're normal. Okay, you're not crazy. It's not gender-affirming care to mutilate children, all because health care, and I put that in parentheses, health care providers want to make millions of dollars off of your kids by destroying their lives, by permanently altering and mutilating their bodies, by sterilizing them and preventing them from being able to have their own families. You're normal, by the way, if you want to stop that. You're normal, by the way, if you believe there are two genders, because there are two genders. And the proof of it's the health care behind this. If you could actually change a man to a woman, then a man would get pregnant. Men don't get pregnant. You want to know why I can't go to Vegas and I can't bet? No one will take my bet. Not even in Vegas, where they'll let you bet on virtually everything. I cannot go bet that a biological man will never be able to have a baby. No one will take that bet. And the reason why no one will take that bet is because they know that only women, when it comes down to money, dollars and cents, they know that only women can have children. They just want to ruin your kid's life. Just because they say this is normal doesn't mean that it's normal. This is child abuse of the worst kind. 1-877-381-3811. Let's get some of your phone calls in here. Let me go to Dan in Illinois, line 5. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hi.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Love good, to sir. How are you?
Senator Mark. Anyway, good. Here's a headline. Here's a headline from an article. After Tucker Carlson left Fox, advertisers returning to 8 p.m. slot, which means they left. They have the choice to leave because they don't like the product Fox has with Tucker Carlson. Well, I don't like the choice Budweiser has with Bud Light because of their advertising. So they want to have a double standard, and I just love this liberal meltdown that they're having, that they're crying and whining, especially when you have these professors talking about how we're terrorists. I mean, it's hilarious to me.
Yeah, we're terrorists. If you don't shop MSNBC at Target, you are you're an economic terrorist. Literal terrorism, as he described it. Literal terrorism if you don't go and shop where they tell you to shop. Listen carefully.
Yeah, I think there's something really quite scary here. And it comes from the Target CEO saying the reason they were backing off is they were worried about the safety of their employees. So, look, one of two things are true. It could be they're cowards and they use that as protection and a smokescreen so that they could make a cowardly decision. Or it could be that they're actually genuinely concerned about the well-being of their employees and have had credible threats. And if that's the case, when Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want and not sell the things you don't. So I think it's very worrying. I do wonder that if Target has a corporate social responsibility, and here I mean beyond its commitments to diversity, I also mean to the broader business community. If it gives in here, everyone else and everyone else's employees have to look out that they'll be being looked at next.
Yes, there it is. You're literally a terrorist. You are a terrorist. Stephanie in Pennsylvania, welcome. Line 4, you're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in. How are you?
Good, Ben. How are you?
Doing well. Give me your thoughts.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I personally called Target and spoke to one of their corporate representatives and expressed my dismay with what was going on. And I was not rude, but, you know, I got my point across also at the end. You know, they're standing at a crossroads. Which path are they going to choose? And the girl said she would forward my conversation. So that goes my part to Target. And I won't shop there. And I also told her I had a red card and I was going to cut it up. And that would make it less likely to get your 5% discount.
Yeah, I need to ask you a question, and I hope you don't find what I'm about to ask you like rude or anything. How old are you?
I'm sorry.
How old are you? I am
55.
Okay. I have watched women in my life, I'm 41, okay, argue and bicker and complain and leave sporting teams and events and cheer over another mother and what another mother said. I've seen parents move kids from schools over a child and a parent and what they said, or bullying, or coaches and their kid not getting playing time. Like, you know the saying, don't mess with a mama bear? Like, even with my wife, I've said to her before, we had a meeting about something. I was like, hey, you're pretty charged. You're pretty hot on this. Can I go first and let me handle it? And that, I think that would be best for our kids, because you're really upset about this, and I understand that. But let me go and have the conversation, and let's see if we can get some resolution. When you see that, I actually think that there's nothing wrong. That's like moms protecting their kids, right? So explain to me how those same mothers that do that are not willing to protect their kids from corporations that are trying to turn your children literally against you and indoctrinate your kids. Like I'm not trying to be mean to moms, but I'm just being honest. I cannot understand how mothers who are willing to do the things I just described to protect their kids are willing to hand their kids' minds over to YouTube, over to Disney Plus, walk them into Target, put them in North Face. I don't understand how moms are not mad as hell over this. You know, men, we threw down hard on Bud Light, but so far, Disney still exists and is thriving. You know, Disney stock went down a little bit, but ultimately it came back. If you look at Disney right now, they're killing it. Their park prices have gone up. They're booked out solid. Their cruises are booked out solid. And that's moms who are spending their money there.
Well, they have the remake of The Little Mermaid coming out. And from all signs of my 18-year-old that loves Ariel, she said, why my princess? I'll leave it at that. Are they going to have dueling Ariels walking around the park? One black, one white? I don't care, but I think this whole transformation is really transforming everything. It's gone out of control.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am. It's really good to talk to you. 1-877-381-3811. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. If you like what I'm doing here, please follow me on social media and download my podcast. Do a podcast every day, Ben Ferguson Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. More coming up.
Mark Levin.
Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and of course, the binding contract. Don't fall for it again, folks. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free. That's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? I'm a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind, because they're proud to stand behind me and you. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, go to puretalk.com, use promo code Levin Podcast, LEVIN Podcast, to start saving today.
right, welcome back. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. Such an honor to be sitting here. He will be back with you, don't worry, on Monday. I want to get to your phone calls talking about the Target controversy now. Lewis in California, welcome. You are on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hi.
Ben, thank you. I love Mark Levin, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to mention that my wife, a couple years ago, brought to my attention what Target was doing. So I just want to give thanks for her, because God designed the woman, the mother, to give birth, to provide, to protect. We were spending hundreds, thousands of dollars a month at Target. We don't shop there anymore. We're telling all of our families not to shop at Target. But I want to just highlight something, and I'll end this. Satan's involved with this.
Yes, Satan's literally at Target. Literally involved, by the way, because they hired a Satanist to design the clothes. So literally, Satan's involved.
Yeah, if you go back to the Garden of Eden, if you go to Abraham and Lot, if you go to Noah, all of this has to do with sexuality. Has to do with perversion, has to do with darkness. Well, I'm a Christian who's been reading the Torah, the Bible, for 47 years. And in Ephesians 6, it says, we're not dealing with flesh and blood here. Our government, the world situation, it's pretty dark. But I'll leave you with this. The light shines in the darkness. And we are not blinded. We are seeing what's going on. I saw an 87-year-old man wearing a red hat that said Marines on it. Well, evidently he was proud to be a Marine. We're fighters, and we're going to fight. We're going to fight the good fight.
Yeah, great point, Lewis. I appreciate the phone call. Let me go to Phil in Virginia. Phil, welcome. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hi.
Ben, it's been a great show. Thank you for filling in for Mark, and everybody, happy Memorial Day. Look, I just want to say I'm a little bit disgusted with Target's lack of dedication here. They need to bring those displays back in the front of the store. They need to hire drag queens to meet people at the door, giving out little rainbow scrunchies that say, we love trans on them. Make sure they put the scrunchies on the boys and give little rainbow hats on the girls. They need to really quadruple down here. They need to hire Della Mulvaney as their national customer sales representative and put them all over YouTube and all over the television. They need to really quadruple down here and show us that they mean business and really come on board here, because you know what?
Somebody see, here's my thing, and I know where you're going with this. I got a hard break, so I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to say this. This is the point I was saying earlier in the show. Target's not saying that they screwed up. They're just disguising the products and moving them so they can keep indoctrinating. They're not giving up. They're playing the long game here. They want your child's mind. They want to destroy your family. They want to turn your kids against you. They're not backing down. They're just pulling back in the South, which, by the way, you want to talk about bigotry? Can anyone let's just be clear about how bigoted Target is to say that about the South. That's bigotry, folks. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. We'll be right back.
In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer? Woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here.
Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hour three, Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin, who will be back with you on Monday. It is so nice to be with you. We've been talking about Target stores and why it's so important that mothers stand up for their children with Target specifically. We're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later as well. But before we get to that, I want to have a conversation. I want you to listen to what I say very carefully because I don't want people to put words in my mouth, okay? And I want you to understand the conversation that I'm about to have with you is an extremely important conversation if you consider yourself to be a conservative, if you consider yourself to be a libertarian, if you consider yourself to be a evangelical Christian voter, okay? I want you to really understand what I'm about to say to you. Is a very important conversation that we must have, and one where I want you to understand that I am not picking and or endorsing a candidate. This is a conversation where you could say candidate A and candidate B, candidate X, candidate Y. This is not about the two people I'm about to talk about. It's about a bigger conversation that we need to be careful and we need to have. Ron DeSantis has announced that he is running for president. Okay, I don't care about that aspect of this right now. That's why I'm just stating the fact. Donald Trump has already announced and is officially running for president of the United States of America. It's obvious to me that this is a two-man race between candidate A and candidate B. And there is something that the media is hoping is about to happen. That the listeners of this audience, the listeners of my podcast, the listener of every conservative talk show in America are about to have a civil war between choosing candidate A and candidate B. Now, if you look at candidate A and candidate B, both candidate A and candidate B, I think, would serve the conservative movement very well. I think candidate A and candidate B both have track records of being staunch conservatives. I think, in fact, the biggest issue is the fact that there's not a lot of real hardcore differences between candidate A and candidate B. So then what happens is you start trying to destroy candidate A if you're candidate B, and you try to destroy candidate B if you're candidate A, and have your supporters go for the jugular in any way possible. In that scenario, the only person that wins is the Democratic Party. The only person that wins, and that means right now, is Joe Biden. And I have started to watch on social media, and I have purposely stayed out of the announcements because I've experienced in the past what happens, and I've worked on a couple presidential campaigns. I've outside advised four different campaigns. I have witnessed what happens when two conservatives go to war on the local level. And what happens when one guy wins and one guy loses. And I've witnessed that usually the losing team is angry and they're so mad that they're actually willing, they get sick if it gets too personal, to say, I hope that person loses and the Democrat wins, just to stick it to them. That is what the Democrats are hoping are going to happen. I've witnessed it on the state level. I've witnessed in congressional seats. I've witnessed it in governor's races and Senate races and congressional races. I've witnessed it at every level where you have a throwdown, knockdown, drag out fight that turns so personal. Instead of it being about issues and substance, that the real winner is not a Republican and not even the Republican who wins that primary. It's the Democratic Party. It's the hardcore woke lefties. What Democrats are hoping is going to happen right now is that in the Republican presidential campaign, that candidate A and candidate B go so personal that one team gets so angry at the other team that when that team, whichever team loses, they will say, well, all right, if I can't have it, neither can you. And I say this to you as a cautionary tale because I know, and I've talked to Democrats. I was talking to I got called by a reporter, actually. Oh, I don't know, probably an hour after DeSantis announced. And they wanted me to say something on the record about it, about this, you know, civil war that's breaking out in the GOP. And I said, I'm not going to give you a comment. B, off the record, I'm not going to feed what you want. And I know what you want. You want there to be a civil war. And that's why you're calling it a civil war. And you're hoping this happens because then Joe Biden wins re-election. You notice, by the way, that I did everything I could to keep candidate A's name and candidate B's name out of it, because the more I keep their names out of it in this conversation, the more I think we actually understand what I'm talking about here. I believe that candidate A and candidate B both have amazing things to bring to the table. I think that candidate A did an amazing job as president of the United States of America, and I think candidate B did an amazing job as governor of his state in Florida. I think that these two men are so close together that what worries me the most is the only way to beat one another is to go so negative and get so nasty that actually it could destroy all of our chances of getting rid of Joe Biden. Because let me state here, as I said to this journalist that called me, I am in favor of beating one person. That is Joe Biden. I think that Joe Biden is one of, if not the most corrupt president in political history. I think the way that he has compromised the United States of America with Russian oligarchs giving millions to his family, taking millions from Romania, taking billions in loans from the Chinese, trying to do business with the worst actors in the world, including the former mayor of Moscow's wife, who gave millions directly to him. I think he has compromised in ways that have done irreparable harm to this country. I think the way that he has allowed for the weaponization of the United States government, the hands of the DOJ and the FBI, to go after people that are just doing their jobs, like reporters that actually reported, who are not conservative, actually more liberal, about the Twitter files, and the IRS showing up to their home the day they're testifying to Congress, tells you how out of control we are. My enemy politically is Hillary Clinton. The same Clinton family that we now know the FBI, the DOJ shut down not one, not two, but three, not three, but four different investigations into them. My enemy are the people that made the decision to raid a former president's house by the name of Donald Trump. My enemy is the Democratic Party that no longer exists, that is a communist party. My enemy is the communist movement that is masquerading as the Democratic Party. That's who I'm wanting to beat. You have to understand, I've already picked my candidate in 2024. I've picked the conservative candidate who gets the nomination because I want to beat the living hell out of communism. Now, I say this tonight, and I want you to understand why I'm saying it, and I want you to understand that I'm telling you of a cautionary tale. If we allow this thing to get too nasty, if we allow this thing to get too ugly between candidate A and candidate B, the only person that wins is the Democratic Party. And it's not just the presidency. It's our integrity. It's our national security. It's our children. It's our national debt. It's the debt that we're going to put on our children. The list goes on and on. Look at our national debt right now and what we've done to our kids and our grandkids. Yes, Republicans are partly responsible for it, no doubt about it. But if you really look at it, it's very clear that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party has no problem bankrupting this country, because when they bankrupt this country, there's something that happens. When they bankrupt this country, they get more power and more control. That's what they get. When they bankrupt this country, they get to seize control over a battered, weak country that has weak people. You want to know who my enemy is? My enemy is the people that aren't willing to protect our southern border. That's my enemy. So let me be clear. I am endorsing the Republican who wins the nomination. And before then, I want us to spend as little money as possible trying to beat one another up. I want to unite the party as much as I possibly can until that moment where one of two men wins. Because I'm running, the only thing I care about is keeping our eye on the prize. And that prize is election day of the general election in November of next year. That's all I care about. This is going to be a very long race, folks. Folks, look down at your watches right now. Look down at your clock right now. Look at the date. It's Friday, May the 27th. It's not 2023 elections, 2024, folks. It's a long ways away. And what Democrats are hoping is there's going to be an all-out civil war within the Republican movement, and there are going to be Republicans that are so angry. Republicans that are so mad when their guy doesn't win, because somebody, I promise you, will lose. I don't know who it is, but somebody's going to lose. And when they do, they're hoping that there'll be such bad blood that you can't see past it. You say, screw it, let Biden win, just to stick it to them. That is what they want to happen. And I tell you right now, if we go down that road, we will lose in 2024, which means our kids lose and our grandkids lose and our country loses. So I'm not going to be talking a whole lot about the two candidates in the primaries early on. What I am going to talk about are the issues that I care about. I'm not going to be beating one man up over the other man. I'm not going to be throwing punches or jumping behind unless something significant changes. If someone does something really stupid, I'm going to call that out. But we have to be careful to understand what's at stake here. We're running against Joe Biden, not against one another. And you can see it already how it's ratcheting up. The vitriol, the anger, the nastiness between conservatives has already started. I've watched this happen too many times. The only person that wins when we go down that road, the only team that wins is the Communist Democratic Party. Think about it. We don't need to have a civil war within, especially when we have candidate A that's an amazing candidate and candidate B that's an amazing candidate. We don't need to have a civil war over two candidates that 99% of the time agree with one another. That's my cautionary tale. So when a reporter calls hoping that I'm going to stoke the fire of this primary, I'm not going to do it. And I'm asking you, don't take the bait either. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. I'll get your reaction to that. 877-381-3811. You can grab my podcast I do every day. I'd love to keep up with you. Ben Ferguson podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
So if you want to know why I want to beat Joe Biden, let me just give you another example. Joe Biden tells the LSU women's team, national championship team, that he has four granddaughters, despite actually having five. This scumbag won't even admit he has a grandchild in Arkansas. Yeah, the character of this man, his family, the way he treats his family, Joe Biden, who's the president, it's incredibly cruel. He's not just corrupt, he's cruel. No child deserves to not be acknowledged their existence or their family of their DNA. And yet Joe Biden tells the LSU women's team he has four granddaughters despite having five. That's why I go back to what I said a moment ago. This is who I want to beat. That is who I'm up against. That's the only person I care about beating is Joe Biden. I want to make it clear. I'm going to say that a lot. I'm going to remind you whenever I get the opportunity. That's what it's all about. 1-877-381-3811. Let's get to some of your phone calls. Let me go to Bob in California. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm
Yeah, I'm good, Ben. I agree with what you said about exactly what's happening between the Democrats and what they're trying to do by splitting the Civil War issue. I think Reagan was fairly eloquent when he came up with the thought that thou shalt not speak ill of fellow Republicans. And I think that was a good premise to operate from, and it served him well. I think also, if I can get back to where we were before, what really upsets me is that a lot of these spokespeople and experts that are on the progressive channels, they're probably the first ones to cancel people and ask for boycotting and promote boycotting because somebody either said, I can't do this because of my religious values, or just basically they may have said a statement out loud that they took issue to. So the hypocrisy, I think, on the left is so deep that I don't think they know they're hypocritical.
Oh, I think they do. They're not dumb. They're well-organized, completely evil, and extremely calculated. The left is well-organized, extremely smart, and corrupt as hell. They know what they're doing to this country. They know how they're doing it to this country. They know what their plan is for this country. Look at the border as a great example of this, okay? Let's go to this, the woke propagandists who I believe are the real terrorists, right? They want to silence their enemies. They've tried to do that. They did that on social media. They did that at Twitter. They did that with Matt Taibbi when they sent the IRS to his house while he was testifying before Congress, right? If you are in their way, they want to ruin your life. They want to come after you. Look at how many times unsuccessfully they've come after Mark Levin. Look at how they come after, I mean, the list goes on and on, the people they come after. I don't need to go through the whole list. You know it. But they know what they're doing. The border is a great example of that. At the border, they knew what they were doing with an open border. They knew what they were doing with the chaos, and they wanted to fundamentally change America. Do you want to know the real reason why I believe the left wants to bring people across the southern border? It's not just because they want to give them citizenship. It's because they want to bring in the right citizens who grew up under socialism or communism, who have grown up under hardcore government, powerful governments. Because not only will they vote for the Democrats, they'll actually vote for them as communists and socialists. They're importing socialists and communists, people that have grown up under it, who don't think it's that bad. And if you give them citizenship, they'll vote for you forever. And they know that. Mark Levin Show will be right back.
Love him or hate him or really, really hate him. The Great One is on the air at 877-381-3811.
I just had a note that came in, and I love getting your notes. You can send me your notes on social media, on Facebook, Ben Ferguson there, on Twitter, Ben Ferguson Show, on Instagram, Ben Ferguson Podcast. But I just had a mother that said, Ben, I think you're overreacting to Target. Her point was, she said, I'm paraphrasing this, was basically, look, not every corporation's perfect. Target understands that they need to expand unto those that support LGBTQ plus rights, and they're not evil. So stop calling them evil and be kind to others. Okay, let me give an example of why I believe you're wrong. Not only did Target partner with a Satanist who says Satan loves pronouns on some of the stuff they were trying to sell, not only did they sell books that attack, by the way, conservatives, and now if you don't go to Target, they're calling you a economic terrorist. But Target has also partnered, and I want you to think about this as a parent. Target has also partnered with an organization that is pushing for kids' genders to be secretly changed in schools without parental consent. Several weeks ago on my podcast, I told the story, and I was trying to find my notes, and I can't find them quick enough, and I apologize. But if you want to go back, listen to it. There was a mother whose child was taken away and parental rights were taken away because she didn't want the child to have mutilating, sterilizing surgery. We're seeing this happen around the country where the courts are siding with the woke parent over the rights of another parent. Now, this mother could see the one child that they had that was not trying to go through this transitioning, but the other child was taken away from her and her parental rights. We then had this happen to a father in America in another case where the father was not allowed and parental rights were taken away from one of the two of his children and not allowed to have contact while the mother basically castrated the child. Well, Target, and this is evil. I do believe this. I believe that Target is evil. Target is now partnering with an organization pushing for kids' genders to be secretly changed in school without parental consent. Target Corporation said about this group, the GLSEN group, "We continue to support their mission." Target Corporation is partnering with a K-12 education group for which focuses on getting districts to adopt policies that will keep parents in the dark on their child's in-school gender transition, providing sexually explicit books to schools for free, and integrating gender ideology, quote, at all levels of curriculum in public schools. That is their statement of what their job is, what they want to do. GLSEN leads the movement in creating affirming an anti-racist space, as they claim, for LGBTQIA plus students. We are proud of 10 plus years of collaboration with GLSEN and continue to support their mission, Target said, after this was brought to their attention. The retail giant provided annual donations to the organization. Now, this organization calls not only for gender ideology to be integrated into all classes, even math. It provides educators instructions on how they can make math more inclusive of trans and non-binary identities. It's freaking math, folks. They wanted them to include they, them pronouns in, quote, word problems. They're demanding it, in fact. In another example, this organization, GLSEN, recommended that teachers intervene if students are making graphs about sex and gender to ensure it includes the ideology supported by GLSEN. When students are creating their own surveys, if they want to include data for biological sex, teachers need to be sure they include both intersex and other as choices, quote unquote. My pronouns are, and they have a long list of recommended inclusion, including transgender pronouns in all math problems. E-M ears, right? The list goes on and on. They say as well, quote, and if the students want to include data for gender, a variety of choices need to be included, such as agender, gender fluid, female, male, non-binary, trans woman, trans man, and others. The lesson plan continues. This group also spotlighted recommendations from a teacher who discussed incorporating gender ideology into science as well, saying, quote, it took me 3 years of teaching middle school science before feeling comfortable enough to come out to my students as a trans man. We are starting a unit focused on how identity impacts the practices of science, including the ways that specific groups are marginalized by normative ideas, the teacher states. In the introduction to the unit, I shared my personal experience of the ways that trans people are often erased by the language used by scientists and medical professionals to describe bodies, patients, and health practices. To date, Target has given at least $2.1 million to this organization, which offers districts and students guidance on also how to hide gender transition from parents. If you don't think that Target's coming after your kids, if you don't think this is not about selling a product. If it was about making money, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. This is basically saying we're willing to give up billions in profits to win the long war, which is to take your kids and your values and destroy them. They're literally giving $2.1 million so far to a organization that is giving a how-to guide to hide gender transitions from your own parents. That's sexual exploitation, by the way. For example, its policy for districts said the local education agency shall ensure that all personally identifiable and medical information relating to transgender and non-binary students is kept confidential. In other words, we're going to hide it from your parents. So let me get this straight. You need permission from your parents to give a kid an allergy pill, a Benadryl, a Tylenol, an Advil, an Aleve. But everything else you hide from the parents. It goes on to state staff or educators shall not disclose any information that may reveal a student's gender identity to others, including parents or guardians. So this is a mission statement of we're taking away the parental rights and giving them back to the government and taking them away from the parents. This is socialism and communism wrapped up in transgenderism. This disclosure must be discussed with the students prior to any action. In other words, they literally have a lesson plan of how to tell a kid how to lie to their parents. And Target is paying for this. Parents on the left and right, by the way, thank goodness some have come out and expressed outrage over school policies and practices to keep their child's gender transition a secret. In some cases, by the way, it says schools will actively deceive the parents. In California, for example, a Christian teacher lost her job after refusing to comply with the district's gender policies, which she said would have required her to lie to parents directly. Quote, I knew immediately, like in my gut, in my heart, in my soul, that there was a decision I had to make because, you know, these two things were totally butting heads, said Jessica Tapia, who worked in a unified school district in California. Other organizations, by the way, in the U.S. are similarly pushing for a social transition to be concealed in public schools, which has been increasingly embraced by Democrats. For example, the defunct Biden Foundation, whose website is currently not active, they partnered with Gender Spectrum, which provides districts gender support plans to, quote, methodically develop a system of concealment from parents. Target paying for this. A Colorado school district used the support plan to implement a methodical system in place to keep parents in the dark on their child's gender transition in schools, according to new documents that have been reviewed by Fox News. Quote, when a student elects to transition during the school year, the school should schedule a meeting with the student and parent slash guardian, provided they are involved in the process to ascertain their desires and concerns, its instruction said. Target not only is now facing backlash for its Pride merchandise, but now they're being called out for partnering with an organization that is teaching the students and the administration how to lie to their parents. So don't tell me that you can go to Target and look the other way. If you heard what I just said, you know it. And if you keep shopping there, you're either supporting this or you're a coward. Now, if you support this, shop there every day. But if you claim that you stand up for children's rights, parental rights, conservative values, and you go to Target and you know what I've just told you, you're a coward. You want to hear a heartbreaking story? Go back, find it. You can download the Ben Ferguson podcast. I tell that story, those two parents whose children were literally taken away from them from the state because they were trying to protect their children from having surgeries that, in essence, ruined their lives, sterilized them, and they couldn't see their children because they wouldn't go along with this crap. Let me go to your phone calls. 1-877-381-3811. We'll get your phone calls. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
All right, welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. I just checked many of your comments coming in on Twitter, and I will say this real quick, because some of you are like, well, why aren't you talking about Chip and Joanna Gaines and how they're partnering with target. Why aren't you calling them out? Great question. I do think at some point that Chip and Joanna Gaines are going to have to come out and say something about their Magnolia. I think it's called Hearth. Yeah, Hearth in Hand. I love Chip and Joanna Gaines. I don't know them personally. I know some people that know them very well, and they say they're just incredible people. I know some things they've done for some people behind the scenes that are pretty amazing, which I will keep private, including some help they gave to a good friend of mine in a time of need. With that being said, I am with you. I get this. At some point, Chip and Joanna Gaines are going to have to come out. And I understand they want to stay out of this because they're like, look, we're a lifestyle brand, right? We're Magnolia. We're not political. And I get that. And they have, I'm sure, a major contract with Target for this, you know, with Magnolia. And they're trying to navigate this. And they're probably thinking, look, if we come out and say something, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. There is a certain point, though, where I think you have to draw a line in the sand. And you have to say, and this is a decision that they're going to have to make. Do you want Magnolia Homes, right? Chip and Joanna Gaines, if you don't know who they are, they're the famous for Fixer Upper. Awesome show. Love what they do. They've done the Silos in Texas. It's incredible. If you've never seen it, it's amazing. People go on pilgrimages and girls' weekends and all sorts of things down there. It's really cool. And they do a lot of good in the community. They've done an amazing amount of good for Waco. And I'm sure they're saying, look, we're just not political. Like, we just want to hope this goes away and stay out of it. But I do think at some point there's a line drawn in the sand. And right now, I think that's the point with Target. Like, at some point, I believe that they have to, they need to say something. They don't have to, but they need to. They need to say that this is not aligned with their values. And that's when the media will come after them and try to destroy them and silence them and shut them down and destroy their entire business that they built, right? They're going to say Chip and Joanna Gaines and Magnolia Homes is anti-LGBTQ+, and you shouldn't stop there, and you should ban them and never buy their stuff, right? The same thing that we're talking about now on the other side. But if it's my brand, and I'm a little different because I'm all in, okay? I'm all in. As a business owner, I own a barbecue restaurant, I'm all in. I'm unabashful about what I believe in, why I believe it. I'm all in. I own a gun range. I own a gun store. I'm all in. I stand by the Second Amendment. I sell the Second Amendment. I protect the Second Amendment. I support the Second Amendment. I advocate for law-abiding citizens being able to protect and defend themselves. I'm all in. You know where I stand politically. And when you're running a big business like they are, I'm sure they're saying, we never had any intentions of being political. And it really does suck that Target has put them in the situation. But I'm not defending them. I do have some compassion for the situation they're in. They're like, dude, when we did our deal with Target, we had no idea that it was going to become to binding and tucking swimsuits. But I also do believe that there is a blessing for people that stand up for what they believe in. I think conservatives would rally around Chip and Joanna Gaines like never before if they did stand up and say no to Target in their deal with Target. I think there's a massive opportunity there for that to happen. I think there's an incredible opportunity for Chip and Joanna Gaines to stand up and to show and to lead others and to say, hey, I know we have this big, but we're ending our partnership with Target. Chip and Joanna Gaines have plenty of money. I have no doubt that they're going to be just fine. But the fear is something they want you to fear. They want you to fear liberalism. They want you to fear the media. They want you to fear going bankrupt. They want you to fear that your life can be ruined by them. And what an incredibly powerful message to other business owners, other conservatives, other family value oriented businesses, because there's no doubt that Magnolia is family value oriented. There's no doubt in my mind that Chip and Joanna Gaines are against. I have no doubt they're against and hate what Target's doing. But your brand is being sold in the same place, make no mistake, as all this transgender woke ideology. Make no mistake. Okay, it's there. It's clear. Make no mistake about it. And I do believe that they need to be held, at least be on the record, Now, they may say, hey, we're staying out of it. And if they want to say that, it's fine. I will look different at their product. I'm not trying to force them into a corner, but it would be nice to see companies like this say, hey, our brand is not going to be exploited by companies that do this and exploit our children, that try to turn our kids against our parents and our values. Like, we will put our values ahead of profits. Probably a better way of putting it. I don't, by the way, wish any ill will on them. And I understand the position they're in. But at the same time, if you're willing to make money at Target and look the other way, what does that say about your brand? At some point, we're going to have to vote with our money. And we're going to have to support people that stand up for our values. And those that shy and those that walk away and those that tuck their heads and look the other way, we shouldn't give them our money. Been great being with you tonight. Mark Levin will be back with you on Monday. Keep up with me. Ben Ferguson podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast. See you soon.